Money FM 89.3. Best of breakfast. Mind your business. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to The Breakfast Show. Dating back to the inception of the first hotel franchise in the early 1950s, hotel franchising has evolved into a global phenomenon. It has provided a framework for hotel brands to expand rapidly while offering independent business owners access to established brand recognition and operational support. According to Global Information Inc., the global demand for hotel franchise market is presumed to reach the market size of nearly $75 billion U.S. dollars by 2032, more than double than in 2023, with a compound annual growth rate of 8.12% under the study period of 2024 to 2032. So today we will take a closer look at how this enduring model is shaping the hospitality industry with Wee Joon An, APAC president of Wyndham Hotels and Resorts. That's the world's largest hotel franchisor with 24 brands, approximately 9,200 hotels across over 95 countries. Joon An, welcome to the Money FM studio this morning and thanks for joining The Breakfast Show.
Good morning, Audrey, and thank you for inviting me to The Breakfast Show and to all listeners of Money FM. Good morning. Good morning, Singapore.
What a nice intro. Yes, very good to chat with you this morning. Hotel franchising seems to be gaining serious traction in the APAC region. Could you maybe shed some light on why this business model is becoming so popular?
Sure. Franchising as a business model has been gaining, as you said, popularity in Asia Pacific and has been growing over the past few years. And last year alone, we look at the statistics, the percentage of all deals signed by international hotel companies in Asia Pacific, that percentage was about 60%. And just 1 year before, it was less than 50%.
Wow.
Now, at Wyndham, needless to say, as we continue to be very thrilled and excited by this trend because of our leadership position in franchising. And our share of all franchise deals in 2023 was about 20%. That means one out of every five deals was signed with Wyndham, with one of our brands. And the main reason why franchising business model is becoming increasingly more and more popular is because franchising, actually, as you said it earlier, brand recognition and operational support, right? Franchising as a business model allows the owners, on one hand, to tap into the brand and a suite of offerings that's designed to increase the revenue to the hotels. And while on the other hand, it provides the option to the owner to operate the hotel in a more cost-efficient way. And last point about cost efficiency is particularly important. I mean, under the current economic climate conditions of inflation and rising costs, so which will eat into the operating margin. Yeah.
Okay, so like you highlighted, Wyndham Hotels and Resorts had quite a year in 2023. So can you highlight some key achievements for you guys, like your new brand launches and hotel signings?
Sure. We actually started the year 2023 with quite a lot of anxiety, although with cautious optimism. I mean, for example, China was still under lockdown during the early part of the year, and no one was exactly sure when that's going to change. And lucky for the hospitality industry and the overall economy in general, China lifted its restrictions in February, and the rest is pretty much history. And as such, I'm very proud and excited to be here today to share with you that in 2023, Wyndham Hotels and Resorts had a spectacular year of strong growth.
Mm-hmm.
Our revenue grew 43% year on year, and our RevPAR, which is revenue per available room, an industry metric, our RevPAR grew about 25% year on year. And we managed to grow our business along a few dimensions, new brands being introduced into the markets. Last year, we introduced 9 brands into 8 new markets around Asia Pacific. Brands like Wyndham Grand, Wyndham, Wyndham Garden, Hawthorn by Wyndham, and Trip by Wyndham. And then in terms of new deal signings, we successfully signed 222 new deals across all the major markets in Asia Pacific in 2023. And in terms of our direct franchise and managed portfolio in China, 2023 was actually the best year of signings for us since 2019, which is often benchmarked as the pre-COVID year. And of these signings, we are also proud to say that more than 20% of those signings are from what we call repeat owners. Ah. That means owners who have at least one other deal signed with us, right? And the last one on openings, 2023 was the best year, again, best year for us since 2019. We opened altogether 158 new hotels across the major markets in Asia Pacific. And all in all, these results are a great testament to the trust and confidence that current and new owners have with Wyndham Hotels and Resorts. And they continue to invest together with us. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Jun An, you talked about how Wyndham has managed to expand into new markets in the APAC region. So, can you tell us how has this contributed to its overall growth and success?
That's a wonderful question. Let me say it from this perspective. I mean, at Wyndham, our mission is to make hotel travel possible for all. Mm. So with what we have done last year in terms of introducing 9 new brands and with a portfolio of 24 globally established brands, we were able to not only offer a wide variety of excellent brands for our owners to choose from, but at the same time, we were able to offer quality accommodation to the more than 106 million Wyndham Rewards loyalty members. Now, our strong growth extended our capillarity of reach of our hotel portfolio in Asia Pacific. It ensures that wherever you go, whether it's Langkawi or anywhere else in Asia Pacific, there's a Wyndham branded hotel waiting for you to either earn your loyalty points or to burn your loyalty points. Yeah. And the other perspective, Audrey, is with this string of success last year, it has a dual prong effect. Success breeds success. So existing owners see how well their hotels are performing, and then when they have the next deal, they come back to us, right? And then for new owners who are deliberating, hey, which brand to go for, does our success kind of gives them a little bit more confidence that this is the right choice for them to work with Wyndham.
Yeah. So can you share some standout properties that Wyndham unveiled last year, and how do they specifically cater to travelers' needs while supporting Wyndham's expansion plans as a whole?
Sure. Let's start off with the island of Phu Quoc in Vietnam. Last year, we opened the world's largest Wyndham Grand and as well as the world's largest Wyndham Garden, the 1,399-room Wyndham Grand and the 921 Wyndham Garden in Phu Quoc. And both hotels actually belong to the same owner. And in China, we, of course, had a lot of openings, and some of the more notable ones are the first 3 Hawthorn by Wyndham hotels that opened in that market. Mm. It speaks to the success of a new brand that's introduced. And another good example is Wyndham Grand Busan in Korea. This 271-room Wyndham Grand joins our strong portfolio of more than 30 hotels in South Korea. And of course, how can I not mention Singapore, right?
Yeah.
Singapore, our highly ultra-competitive and highly strategic market. We will be introducing our flagship Wyndham brand later this year. The Peninsula Excelsior Singapore, a Wyndham hotel, is currently undergoing an extensive multi-million dollar refurbishment. And once that's completed, it will reopen its doors as Wyndham Singapore. And that hotel is strategically located next to Raffles City. And all this expansion basically just puts more Wyndham dots on the Asia-Pacific market. And it results in, our extended capillarity of network and provides our customers, our guests, with more choices. Wherever they go, there's always a Wyndham hotel waiting for them. Yeah,
so some very exciting developments coming up.
Definitely.
For most businesses, though, it's all about staying ahead of the curve, right? So when it comes to emerging technologies, how does Wyndham plan to harness these trends to keep its edge?
Sure. Audrey, if I may, I'll touch a little bit on technology, but I'll speak to another trend that I would like to share, take this opportunity to share with the listeners, with the audience. I mean, digitalization is there, it's here, it's a common buzzword. It affects the way consumers behave. And Wyndham, we are staying ahead by continuing to invest in this. And over the past few years, we've invested more than $300 million into technology to make sure that we continue to provide options and tools to our hotels to stay ahead of the game. The one trend that I want to share, if I may take this opportunity, is about what we hear a lot about the return of the Chinese travelers.
Hmm.
Right? We hear a lot about it. It's coming back, and some markets have benefited from the resurgence of the Chinese travelers, while other markets are still waiting in line. And the number was somewhere around 155 million outbound travelers pre-COVID in 2019. It dropped significantly to 20 million in 2020. 21, it just went up to 25. 22, forget it, there was a lockdown year.
Mm-hmm.
But last year, it went up to 65 million outbound. And this year, the forecasts are showing it's going to be about 80% of the pre-COVID benchmark. That means it's going to land around 135 million. Now, as the rest of the world eagerly await to welcome back the Chinese travelers, I think one friendly reminder to all of us is not to make the mistake of overgeneralizing the Chinese travelers as one segment or category.
Mm.
I mean, the diversity is tremendous. Whether you're from the north or the south or the west or the east of China, the taste buds are different.
Mm.
There are the young who's digitally savvy, and there's the elderly who sort of prefer to go on bus tours more than anything else. And then there's those who are making their first trip, and then there are those making their fifth trip. And then there are those who, you know, prefer to make their decision based on which hotels to stay, where to go, based on social media influence. Whereas there's the other group that just wants what the tour operators recommend, right? So my caution is not to overgeneralize this category and come up with solutions or offerings that are overgeneralized. We have to take note of the diversity to better differentiate this group and customize our offerings to the different subgroups or subcategories of Chinese travelers. Yeah.
That's some great insights. And Junan, before we let you go, looking ahead to 2024, I know you gave us a sneak peek earlier, but what exciting plans and initiatives does Wyndham have in the pipeline to shape the future of hospitality and hotel franchising?
Yeah, Wyndham has built up a strong momentum of growth on the right trajectory of growth in Asia Pacific over the past few years. And we are thankful to our owners and our business partners for their strong support. Now, this year, our goal is to strengthen our leadership position in the hotel franchising space. And I'll speak in a second about how we plan to do it. But just to give a bit of perspective about the headroom for more growth of hotels in this part of the world. If you take the number of opened room per capita compared with the more matured market like United States, our ratio here is like less than one-third that of United States. So what it means is there's a lot of headroom for more growth of more hotel rooms to be open in this part of the world. Now, coming back to our success factors, I think there are a few. The first one is, of course, our Wyndham's leadership position in franchising business model. We have been doing it for many years in this part of the world. We fully understand what it takes to run a franchising business model successfully and profitably with our owners. And we have a long and strong track record of that. That's the first factor. Second factor is our business philosophy, which we call it owners first. Now, it sounds like a cliche. Everybody says that. Customers most important. Owners are most important. Well, at Wyndham, we truly embrace it in everything we do. The interests and concerns about the owners are at the front and center of everything that we do. And that makes us a lot different from others in the industry. Mm. Yeah. The third factor is what we call the Wyndham Advantage, which speaks to the business model, which you said earlier, operational support and brand participation. So we have what we call the Wyndham Advantage. It's basically like a virtual engine of revenue generation initiatives and cost-saving initiatives that we provide to our franchisees. And new brands and our extensive business partner network around the region. Now, if I may just take 10 more seconds.
Okay.
the last factor is the Wyndham Asia Pacific team. I would be remiss if I do not take this opportunity to thank them. Where we are, what we have achieved, I mean, they are truly instrumental. I mean, every single one of them.
Mm.
And without them, like I always tell my team, a leader is nothing without his or her team around him or her.
Wow. Well, that's a great way to wrap up this segment. It was a good look into the future of hotel franchising in the Asia Pacific region. So thanks, Junan, for sharing Wyndham's Hotel's outlook and for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Audrey, once again for the invitation.
We were speaking with Wee Junan, APAC President of Wyndham Hotels and Resorts. Stay with us on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.